Pickaxe.
Hello, I'm Wheels, the Dungeon Master for Storybreakers. Love Critical Role in movies like Hot Fuzz and Spotlight? Actual play series Storybreakers combines the fantasy adventure of Dungeons & Dragons with small-town comedy and mystery in an episodic tale of journalists on the hunt for the secret underbelly of a tiny town where nothing seems to happen.
But excuse me if I don't think a bunch of ragtag journalists from a podunk town are actually going to be of any help.
But technically, I don't come from here.
When the mysterious arrival of a celebrity from the Heroes and Adventurers Guild sets off a strange conspiracy, the group will have to leave what they think they know about the world at the door if they're ever to unravel the truth at the heart of this seemingly nondescript town.
It's not front page of the Sasai Star. No.
I pull up the today's like installment of the news to see what the front page actually is.
There's a big picture of a pumpkin that's been stepped on, and it says, "Outrage as pumpkin stepped on."
Storybreaker Season 1 in its entirety is available for listening right now wherever you get your podcasts, with Season 2 on the way. Find out more at dicebreaker.com.
Hello and welcome to Zero Degrees, the podcast with no qualifications where we solve your complications. I'm Harry and I'm joined by lovely Lydia and wonderful Ravs.
Hello. How's it going?
How are we all doing? Did you enjoy our last episode we just recorded?
We literally just finished, just 5 minutes ago.
Just finished a fucking 50-minute episode when we said, let's do a short one.
So this one may be a little bit shorter, I'm sorry, because we've got to squeeze them all in. But we can jump right to it.
Yeah.
We've done all the
preamble now. So.
Wait, hold on. We're in Vegas right now, right?
Oh, you're in Vegas.
Oh, God, Harry. Oh, it's so crazy.
You'll be in England and I'll be flying.
Oh, yeah.
I'm on a plane.
We'll be back, won't we?
Yeah.
Shit, oh. Oh, Vegas was such a good time.
Harry, what's your flight? Over.
Wow.
Oh, I would find
my money
ruin.
Is gone.
Oh, no.
I have no monies. Oh, no. It's basically what it's going to be like when we do our next podcast.
Yeah, pretty much.
Be nice. Be good.
Me and Harry will be wearing rags to the first video podcast.
Yeah. If I'm wearing no clothes, it's because I lost them.
Oh, mm-hmm. Nice.
I bet them on roulette.
Yep. Strip poker. Yep.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice.
Wow. I wish you could play strip poker like officially in a casino.
That'd be insane.
That'd be an insane fucking.
Maybe in like a back room.
Your back room. Like, you're on like officiated strip poker. It's like, sir, no, you did bet your socks. You have to take them off. People just go in wearing like 50 layers of clothes.
Oh, yeah, they're trying to cheat the system.
Fuck's sake.
I feel like we go crazy in Vegas as well, though, because people be wearing like nice stuff. So you'd be like, oh, I want that fucking designer jacket that guy's got. Like,
yeah.
I wager you my nice shoes.
I wager you my Primark fucking hoodie.
That's the thing. How's it? It's hard to make it fair, isn't it? Because the different monetary values of everyone's different t-shirts.
Yeah. I like it though. I like the concept.
I like that.
I'll report back if I find any strip poker joints.
Okay, let us know how it goes, Harry. Godspeed.
All right, should we do a question?
Let's do it.
We've got one here that I think is quite funny.
Oh, wait.
I want to do it. It's from one of our wonderful patrons. Thank you, wonderful
patrons.
Thank
you.
They've been enjoying our Am I the Assholes, which has been really, really fun to do. So hop on over to patreon.com.
Our last one that came out as well. Mm-hmm. Well, oh, fuck. The one from the Trot episode was basically like an extra podcast as well. It was pretty long.
And we did a video.
So if you
want
to support,
as well.
You can go over to Patreon, give it a little support. It means a lot to us.
Patreon.com.
It's very kind.
/Zero Degrees.
Thank you so much.
This is one from one of our wonderful patrons. They say, "Hey Lydia, Ravs, and Harry, love the pod. My question for you is, Lewis and Simon have died in an awful car accident.
Oh, Christ.
A power struggle.
What a fucking question.
What the fuck?
And a power struggle has ensued for Queen, King, Monarch of York Towers, which can only be determined by an Anchorman-style fight to the death.
Right.
You're allowed 3 Yogs on your team to defend you in combat. Who do you pick?" Now, I'm going to add a little bit.
Okay.
It's also going to be what weapons do they use? Because I feel like a big part of the Anchorman fight was all of the hilarious weapons they turned up with.
Yeah.
So I feel like, should we round robin and each take one as we go? That's
okay.
Maybe like the best way to do it.
Okay.
Do you want to start us off, Lids?
Okay. All right. I'm going to start with Smith. I feel like...
that's a good pick.
Yeah. I feel like he knows about battle and things like that and does airsoft shooting, and you know, I feel like he'd be a good one to take into battle with me.
He's very aggressive. He's a very aggressive, he's very aggressive,
insanely powerful peck.
Very tall. Gosh, for someone, I think feel like he'd be my tank.
Okay. He just has like a shield.
Yeah.
Like a dustbin lid shield.
Yeah, but he's going to need, yeah, like a dustbin lid shield in one hand and, God, I don't know. So it's just like, it's been a long time since I watched Anchorman. This more household items that they're using, stuff they can just grab around the office.
They just have some of them have grenades, some of them have like pitchforks and stuff.
Right.
It's kind of just insane.
Okay. Maybe a pitchfork would be good for Smith because he's so tall.
I feel like he could do knuckle dusters though. He's so grueling. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I see that as well. Yeah. God, what is... Yeah. Oh. Well, now I just... Okay, let's give him... He can use one of the Yogscast 1 million subscribers gold YouTube plaques as a shield. Let's give him like a... I feel like he'd be good with like a spear. I see him being good with a spear. I'll give him a spear.
That's a good look. Like a big 1 million subscriber plaque shield and a big spear. Like it.
Yep, I see it like that. Like
who are you picking?
I'm picking Tom. Because he is an absolute big boy.
Mm-hmm.
He,
true.
Next to his recording room has the toddy armor.
Ah,
so I know he fits in it.
Nice, okay.
And you're probably expecting me to give him a sword. No, I'm going to give him a gun.
Oh, just straight up.
Just a one-shot flintlock.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wowie.
I'm going to get a musket. He's going to have a musket.
Old school style. Okay, I like that. Yeah. I like that.
So easy to rearm that inside a giant suit of armor.
Well, he'd have a bayonet on the end of it.
Mm. Also, I feel like with him in that suit, you just got behind him and push him, he'd be fucked. Like, he just...
Probably.
He would go down so fast and struggle to get back up again.
Well, talking of suits...
you with that shit.
Yeah.
I'm 100% picking Boba.
Oh, okay, yeah. Friend. Nice.
And I'm putting her inside of the Fallout Boy.
Ah, what, the thumbs up?
Boy.
The thing that's made of plastic.
She's going to mecha drive it. And she's the only smaller person, small enough to fit inside it.
I'm
sending her in her mecha outfit.
Nice.
You know, she's constantly giving positivity, like a kind of like a bard. You know, just giving that thumbs up, that
just
real reassurance.
Buffs. Yeah,
shouting, you know, help. There probably is like a horrible scene where like a sword gets driven through, you know, the Fallout Boy, and then blood pours out. Yeah, but you know, it's fine for a little bit. She's doing great.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that. Okay. That's pretty good armor. That. Fallout Boy.
It's quite strong.
Heavy. Big.
Don't forget
boy.
Stopping a gun, but you know.
No.
Fine.
No.
Okay.
I kind of feel like a little click would be, you know, it would be us though, right? It would be like all the Pickaxe podcasts would kind of like band together. You know what I mean?
Do I have to be on a team with Lydia? She is renowned for her frail bones.
How dare you? I will take my decalcium tablets leading up to this. I will make sure that I am very able-bodied before I go in. God,
okay.
I did some painting. I could barely walk for like 3 days. So yeah, I'm not going to be terrible.
Bodes well
for this battle.
Next round of drafts.
Yeah.
I feel like, when I say someone like, I want to say Pyrion. I feel like Pyrion would be good in battle. He's like very feisty and I feel like quite like he'd be very patriotic for the team. He'd get really into it. You know, I feel like he'd be one of those like, you know, I'd rather die than lose kind of people. He'd be putting everything into this battle.
I do feel he's quite debatey. I feel like you could distract him quite easily.
Oh.
I could say a dumb thing to him like, Pyrion, the sun rotates around the earth, and he'd be like, "No, it fucking doesn't, Harry. You fucking moron." Oh,
that's his weak spot.
You fucking go off. He goes off on one.
Maybe, oh god,
that kind of combos well nicely with Smith though, because I think both of them are quite like debated.
Oh,
they both get lost. That's kind of like your team's weakness.
They
get very easily distracted by annoying subject matters.
Yeah, maybe I've got to give both of them earplugs so they can't hear anything. So they can't be distracted.
What weapon would Pyrion use?
God, what? I feel like he'd do something a bit old school as well.
Not like a frying pan? It's like stay-at-home dad frying pan?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I like that. A frying pan. Yeah, why not?
It's very classic. It's a very classic weapon.
Cartoon classic. Okay, let's go for frying pan. That's good.
Big cast iron. Lovely. Rouse?
Yeah, that would fucking...
Okay, It would hurt. I'm going to pick my boy Sips. Got to.
Nice.
Okay. And he is going to be wielding a... Just an absolute suit made of money from all the money he's saving from living in Jersey.
Wowie.
he's just beating people to death with a golden bar.
Oh my God. Flexing on all of us as we die.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, what a way to die.
And he's a tall lad and he's a dad. He's got like expertise from raising multiple children. Like, he'd probably be good at planning and executing.
Dads are renowned for being good at executing.
I just don't
executing
feel like,
a plan.
When I think of, like violence, I don't think of Sips usually. He's like, he's a fucking vegan.
No, but
do you know what I mean?
He's like the brick. Chill. You know,
he's so chill.
He is the brick of the Yorks cast.
I think you've made a bad choice there. I think he's so chill. He just wouldn't even want to get.
He is
into
my brother in arms.
I think it'd be hard to get him like riled up and engaged. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Just. He's a slow starter.
Yeah. I think that might be your weak spot.
He's in my team.
Okay.
We're always in each other's corners.
Sweet.
Okay, well, I'm taking OC, another little one.
Oh.
I'm going to collect
okay.
them all,
mm-hmm.
like a series of Pokemon, and I'm just going to give her a fucking knife, because I honestly just think OC, when she's had a drink in her.
Yeah.
I just think that's fucking a terrifying prospect.
Oh my God, yeah.
Little Yorkshire gal with a knife.
Oh, and yeah,
just, she just pokes. She can't reach you, but she's just like prodding it towards you, like, hey, you're coming any fucking closer.
Oh, yeah. I see that. You end up getting lots of defensive wounds and bleeding to death, basically.
And I just kind of said, all right, go forth, OC, go forth. She's like,
yeah. OC's renowned for talking like that.
She's very gremlin-y. Yeah, I'm building my team of small people.
Small people. Okay.
It just only to make me look bigger, to be honest. It's kind of an ego thing.
Right, it's an ego
thing.
It
makes me look tall. Nice, like it's like the when they shot, you know, the rings, they use like the perspective shift to make the hobbits look
okay.
small.
Okay, yeah.
It's like that. It makes me look more intimidating by being surrounded by lots of little people.
Very clever. You're their Gandalf.
Yeah. I'm the Gandalf.
Nice. Well, I'm gonna actually take one of yours away from you. I'm taking Booth.
Okay, well, I can't tell you. That's fucked up, Lydia. That's a fucked up thing to do.
No, I'm sorry. You snooze, you bloody lose. As is the way of the battle of the Yorks, you know. I'm taking Booth.
You had to. I mean, you had to, really.
Who I actually believe is actually the smallest member of the Yorks cast. So, wow. You really
the
fucked
smallest,
up.
The smallest, and you didn't even start there.
You didn't even start there. You fucked up, Barry.
Because I don't see height, Lydia.
I don't see height.
I'm gonna
balance it out a bit because I got two tall boys. So we get a small boy in there as well. And I see her as a Simpsons crazy cat lady, just chucking cats, screaming hysterically.
Yeah, that's nice. She's got cages. She's like this giant cage backpack filled
with
cats.
Yes.
Just reaching
she's
in
grabbing
and just grabbing
them,
another.
throwing them. Like, we can get like a bunch of, like, so many pets within the Yorks cast. Just get all of them involved, shove them all in that cage. She's just throwing them, screaming. I see that being quite terrifying. And I think that's my final, that's like my special weapon. I bring her out near the end when times look at looking tough.
No, I love that.
That's
perfect.
Yeah. Perfect.
My final pick, I'm picking the homie G.
I just feel like G
probably got some fucking like weeb swords or some shit. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
G's got
G
some
a
fucking shit. G's got
nice.
A katana, but it's like one of those cyberpunk like neon
it, like, glows.
Yeah.
It glows and shit.
Yes.
And like G's a fucking badass dude.
Yeah. That's
I feel
a
like
good
G's
show.
A good pick.
That is a
yeah,
good
she's
show.
Like
wearing like combat boots and shit.
Power
she, like,
of anime.
Puts the katana up to her tongue and she licks her licks along it and just like cuts her tongue, she's like ah, and she's out of battle, but you know it's very
choppy.
Cool up until
it's
that point
cool.
It's very
she does
cool
big choppy.
Nice. I like that. That's a good shout.
Okay, I guess I'm gonna have to take my final little one, which will be Nina.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna bring Nina into the battle.
Oh, I'm gonna pick Nina. I don't know who's gonna pick
a little
office staff.
Precisely. One. So lovely. No
she's
one's going to want to kill
sweetheart.
Her.
I could not. No. I literally could not.
No one would hurt her.
No.
So like kind of OP.
Kind of overpowered.
I think I'd give her like a Gatling crossbow that fires paintbrushes. I think it'd be like nicely on brand. And she'd be, you know, no one's going to go up to her and stab her. So she can just fucking sit at the back and just fire paintbrushes through people's eyes.
Right. Okay, that's good.
That's
good.
Overpowered, man.
Wait, yeah, are you allowed to use star? Well, Well, she works for the Oscars. Yeah, yeah, that's
she's
fine.
She's as Oscars as the rest
of us. Yeah, she absolutely is. Sorry, I was trying to think if there was a way to, because that's like the most OP character. So I was
really
trying to think
is.
If there was a way to get you out
Sarah,
of that.
Sarah, who I feel like was next to OP. She was my next choice, but...
Oh, okay, yeah, Sarah. Feisty.
Okay, shall I take us through our teams? I've written them down.
Okay.
Lydia, you've got... Smith with a spear and a YouTube plaque sword. It's very heroic.
I feel like I see him as my knight hero. I'm actually, yeah.
You got Pyrion with a frying pan.
Nice.
Terrifying.
Wild card, yeah.
And Booth with her crazy cat cage.
Perfect, yeah.
I like your team's pretty good.
Yep.
It's a real mix match, I love it.
Smorgasbord of greatness.
And what weapon are you using?
Oh, God. I mean, an AK-47 or something.
An AK-47 is a pretty good
choice. Quite useful, yeah.
Ravs, your team is Tom in the toddy armor with a musket.
Yep.
Sips with a gold bar and then G with a cyber katana. It's a pretty...
But Sips's armor is fat stacks of money.
Sorry, but that would be good against an AK-47.
It might stop a few bullets. And then G and some cyberpunk-ass shit, combat boots with a big katana.
Nice.
Is like
and
doing
what are
crazy
you
shit.
Using, Ravs?
I'm going to use an AK-48.
Oh,
no,
it's not a real gun, Ravs. It's not a real gun.
I had to make something better than Lydia.
AK-74 is a real gun and is a lot higher than 47.
Yeah, that is true. I would use... I feel like I would just use a sword, mate. I feel like I would just use a sword.
Yeah.
Sword and shield.
Up. It's very on brand for the Scottish.
Mm.
Yeah, I know that Lydia picked gun, but, you know, sword and shield.
I will kill you so quickly, my goodness.
Cool, so my team. We got Boba in her mecha fallout boy.
Yes.
Nice. OC just with a knife.
Drunk I with a knife.
I'm imagining it's not even like a... It's like a blunt knife. It's like a knife you use for like...
It's a butter knife.
It's a butter knife. She's got a butter knife. It's not even sharp.
See, I think that would have been the only person that could have countered Nina and you've picked her on your squad as well. Yeah. Drunk Ozzy doesn't even know who she's stabbing. So she could have stabbed Nina, but... You know, now
but wait, what if she does,
squad,
though? What if she does
friendly
fire?
Might still happen, yeah. We got Nina with her paintbrush crossbow, and then me.
What are you using?
What am I going to use?
Now, you've always said you're a pacifist, Harry.
I am. I'm going to use a pen and paper because words are more powerful than anything.
Oh, you're going to write...
No, you can literally just write, you're kicked out of the network on
it.
Oh,
God, you're fired. I'm going to write, you're kicked out of the network.
And we're all okay, all right, and all right, right, well, we give in.
Guess who's king now, bitch?
Oh my God, yeah, you would totally win. Oh my God.
I bring my phone so I can fucking kick you out and fire you, yeah.
No.
There you go.
Okay,
damn,
Harry,
I have an OP squad.
Yeah, let us know in the comments who you think wins. I don't know. Realistically, though, I honestly think, I mean, NAK is very ridiculous.
I mean...
But I like your I feel like Rouse has got the most like theme team.
What theme has he got? He's got Sips with a gold bar and what theme is that?
But I feel like the people have their themes very appropriately matched. Toddy, Sips is money, G is cyber.
I've got
I feel
you.
Like it's very they're
but
all
you meant
very
a team
on brand.
Theme. Right, I've got you.
No,
I've
so
got
I meant like their
you.
Personal themes are all nice. Like very strong.
Yeah, I do like that.
But I really like how crazy yours is, Lydia.
This is just a bit of a group of crazies. Group of nutcases.
It's a group of guys.
It's a group of crazy guys.
Well, yeah, let us know who you think would win.
Yeah.
Who do you guys reckon?
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on a path of happiness. All through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good. Very fun question.
All right, what we got next?
Let's do another one.
What makes sex good? People talk about, oh, you just need to have some good sex, or I just had good sex last night. This is like game dialogue.
I just had some good sex last night.
Yeah. Or even, that was the worst sex of my life. What exactly makes the sex good? Context. I have a penis. I have had one partner with my ex. I'm in the mindset of try everything once and do it more if you enjoy it. So we did, and we would do the things they enjoyed more. They said they enjoyed it, but for me, it was just sex. Sometimes it felt like a slog to get through because you just keep going until you're done, switching positions and adjusting speeds to get what they want. This is like a robot or an alien writing this question.
What is going
on? Does it get better? Will I not know until I have had a second partner? Is it just an expression and in reality sex isn't incredible? Is it, it's just an activity, question mark? Additional context, I've been a lot of self-reflecting and I believe I am aromantic. I'm pretty confident I'm not asexual, but I'm questioning it as I reread what I wrote.
Hmm. Maybe. I mean, sex isn't for everyone.
No.
Yeah. That's not for everyone. So, what makes sex good?
I'll let you guys
when
go first.
When my willy feels good, Ravs. When it makes my willy feel good, that's when the sex
just,
is the
it
best.
It feels, nice to do a coming. You know, nice to come.
Good sex when everyone involved had a good time.
Exactly.
That's the crucial bit, I think.
Yeah.
Like, sex is an act with another human being or more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, come on, 2024.
And, you know, if you didn't super enjoy it, you know, maybe you just need to try something different. Maybe you like something different. Maybe sex for you just isn't amazing. I don't know, like. You know, some people are very aromantic, like you said, so maybe you just get more out of, you know, dates and loves and relationships and stuff.
I think it's also, you know, this also sounds to me like some of those things where you need to think about a bit deeper on what you like in sex. Do you know what I mean? It's like, this could be an opportunity to think about things that turn you on and not just...
Yeah,
fucking but peeing in vagina or vagina against vagina. Do you know what I mean? Like it doesn't. It's not just fucking penetration or stimulation. It's,
yeah, it's I also just completely misunderstood what aromantic was for a second. There.
Yeah,
I got it the wrong way around.
Aromantic.
Yeah.
Could you want to clarify? They,
let's look up the definition so I'm not wrong and owned on the internet.
Yes,
I believe it's like you. They don't experience romantic attraction.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Yeah. Okay. And I, for some reason, I thought, like, they love that. Nope, that's not what it is. Yeah.
I would also say, having only had one partner, it's probably worth experimenting some more.
Yeah.
And that's not to, like, say, put yourself in a situation where you're uncomfortable, but, like...
Exactly.
That certainly is a dipping of the toes, which you could go further with.
You know, it sounds like you gave your partner a good time, which, you know, based, but like...
Based.
Maybe find what gets your rocks off, maybe what you have, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So when you said, when you said, Ravs, something, I paraphrase, feel good to come or something like that. what is better about having sex versus just wanking?
You know, it's with
I'm wondering
person,
if this person is thinking about this, kind of, you know.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know. It's like with another person, it's more intimate. It feels better than wanking. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I don't know, you get to do stuff that you can't do by yourself.
Yeah.
Pegged.
Yeah, like getting absolutely you could peg yourself. Yeah. I could I could fucking stick a strap onto a wall and just you know, I could do that. Yeah. Not
it
going
always
to.
Comes back to this. Oh, it always comes back to this.
Not going to, but you know, there's so much more you can do with another human being or several of them.
It's also about just like sharing that together, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think you're right in that analysis, though, Lydia. Like, it doesn't have to be better than masturbation. Like, at the end of the day, you know your body better than anybody else will ever probably know it.
Mm.
Like, that just is a fact, right? Like, I think that you can never set that as a barrier, but sex is there to do a different job. It's like a bonding of two people. It's about deepening a relationship or deepening an understanding of another person.
Having, like, your partner respond to the things you're doing is just the fucking best thing.
Yeah.
That's why it's fucking great.
Everyone should have sex selflessly. That's the best. That's how you have the best sex.
Yeah,
like, 100%. Exactly.
Yeah,
like, be doing it to make the other person come.
Yeah. Don't be thinking about you. Be thinking about them. Because if you're both doing that, then it's fucking great.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
So I feel like they should, not to encourage our viewers to go out and have sex, but I feel like they should go. I feel like they should experiment a bit more.
I'd say that's what I would say. Early days.
I feel like to
One partner like you don't know yet, I don't think.
And most people are asexual. I feel like giving yourself more time and not letting that be a restrictive, let that be an additive, right? Let that be a thing that builds on your life and not be a thing that you feel like, oh, I've had one partner and I don't want to do any more and it doesn't want to go any further. And then, you know, maybe in years discover that wasn't how you felt when the opportunity arises. I feel like, I don't know you guys, but with different partners throughout my life, I've had different sexual experiences completely. It varies
it's
massively.
Varied every time.
Yeah. I feel like if it was after just my first partner, I would have thought that sex sucked. just absolutely roasting him there.
I feel like that is not an uncommon story.
Yeah,
for
I think
most
that's
women, though.
Very like, common. Very, very yeah. common. So yeah, I it could be a case of that. Or it could be literally a case that you're just not really that into it. You know, I would say, yeah, like Harry said, I'm not saying go out and fuck everything. I mean, you can if you want. But I guess see what...
You do what you want. This is just a fucking podcast.
It's a podcast. Come on. Go fuck everybody. But yeah, like if you try it again and it's still pretty fucking lame for you, then it could just be that you're just, yeah, you're asexual. You're just not really into it that much, which is totally valid.
You know, there's nothing wrong with that at all. Yeah, yeah, super like, valid. It's totally fine.
But yeah, I would say, what are we saying? Go fuck some people.
Yeah. I think deeper thinking about it. I think if you have a partner, it's worth talking to them about it. You know what I mean? I think discovering it together can be a journey.
It should be something that you enjoy and you like, yeah, you have a good time.
I rephrase that. It doesn't have to be a thing you enjoy. You can not enjoy it. And then that's decision to not do it. Do you know what I mean?
No, that's what I mean. If you are doing it, it should be something that you enjoy. Yep. So if you don't enjoy it, then don't do it.
Yep.
Basically.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah.
What gets your rocks off and try that, and if that they ain't doing nothing for you, and you're still like, oh, this is still just sex, and like maybe you just don't really dig it.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I think also just sex being taboo for so like long, and now it being less taboo in society. There's a lot of pressure and talk and discussion around it. And I think that pressure, it seems to me at least that pressure is easing, that people were becoming more chill around it. But I certainly felt like us, I don't know you guys, but me growing up, it felt like it was insane, like sex liberation, sex positivity. If I'm going to go a moment about seeing a thing, talking about sex, just like it's fucking insane. Mm-hmm. The world is like just addicted and going mental for it.
Yeah.
Which I feel like does disproportionately represent how important sex is just your life. It's not the end all be all.
Yeah,
100%. Yeah, it's like a fucking small part of life, man. Like, it's not that big a part, I don't think. It needs to come, but also, fucking matter.
yeah, for real.
I feel like I don't really hear many people being like, oh man, just had some good sex. I had some good sex last night.
Can you, if I was
like,
in the office.
Some good fuck?
Do you want good fuck? If I was in the office and someone came in, I mean, assuming I'm good friends with this person, obviously, because otherwise it would be really fucking weird. And they were like, damn, I had some good sex last night. That would just be so weird.
I would just be like, so fucking weird.
So
like,
weird. Like,
why are you talking
dude,
to me
I don't
about
care.
This?
Some people, like, funny coming from me, some people overshare it too much.
But you're sharing comfortably with friends. Like,
there's
a difference between just.
Yeah, I can't imagine me walking in to the office and be like, just fucking clapped some cheeks last night. It was great, fucking so good.
Oh my
just
God.
Fucking messy everywhere. Just giving you all the slurpy details.
Oh, Jesus.
No.
No, yeah, I do think if you're, I don't know, I can't really imagine people
who are you hanging out with
that was talking like that. That's kind of crazy. Yeah. That's kind of nuts.
I don't.
Maybe it's like a laddie culture thing. I don't know. I've never been very lad.
Oh yeah, is it
or
a laddie thing?
Is it more like an American thing? I don't know.
Or maybe, dude.
Or maybe they're younger and maybe now we're a bit older. It's a bit more like not such a big deal. But when you're a bit younger, it's more like, oh my God, you know.
Yeah, I can maybe see that.
Sex last night kind of thing. Could be that. I don't really know.
Yeah, it could. No. It sounds more like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I just think as you get older, it just really doesn't. It does fade away slightly. Do you know what I mean? That just all of that pressure, that constant
thought
and talk about it.
Yeah,
just
it
like
definitely
fucking,
fades.
I just do not give a shit.
Doesn't really matter anymore.
No.
Right, okay. Should we bang out one last question?
Yeah, let's do one last speedy one.
Speedy one.
Yeah, you want to grab a little QQ?
Dear 0 degrees, I recently moved into a new house on a corner lot, meaning we have a long strip of grass, around our house. Unfortunately, I've been finding dog poop on our lawn on a regular basis. I work from home and my office window faces the street, so I know that there are a lot of dog owners in our neighborhood. However, I've never caught any in the act. My partner and I identified a man who would very slowly walk around our house with his dog and suddenly speed up once he got past our block. He never seemed to be carrying a doggy bag, but my partner thought he'd test the waters and asked politely if he needed one. We thought this would be a gentle way to broach the subject, but the man was very offended and walked off in a huff. This has discouraged us from approaching people directly. Sad face. I'm tired of picking up poop every week, but I also don't want to be that house on the block with a signage asking people to pick up their dog poop. What would you do?
Build a fence.
Just a big, massive, brick wall.
No, even just like a little white picket fence, something that's going to stop the dog getting into shit in your garden, dude.
Maybe there's maybe they can't. Like maybe there's, I don't know.
If you're renting, it's hard to do this kind of like fixture changes. It's complicated.
Maybe there's just Okay, well, let's assume they can't. That is a good solution though, because the dog would have to they'd have to physically go into your garden to do it. But
they'd have to go through a gate to go shit in your garden. It'd be crazy.
Let's assume they for whatever reason they can't put a fence up.
Okay.
You also don't want a solution that's like super fucking expensive, right?
No.
Like it's just kind of a hassle already. You don't want to make it more. I was thinking, like, could you get like an automatic sprinkler system? Like, can you kind of home alone it a little bit? Can you like get an automatic sprinkler system or something that just you put right on that corner so that when anyone like walks, just you know, on the footpath, it's fine. But as soon as it's on the grass, the sprinkler system detects it and just like starts spraying water everywhere.
Oh, and the dog will run away.
Because there's not much, you know, bonus is no more dog poop and also lovely green grass.
Lovely green grass. That's quite clever, Harry.
I feel like also you should add a camera so you can catch it, like a motion detector camera.
That was going to be my suggestion. Putting a camera, like you can get a fake camera so you don't even need to be recording, but like having a fake camera that like looks like a CCTV camera and then like put, you're against the signage, but I would put a signage like on that camera pole.
I agree with signage, it just, you seem like you're the asshole. It does switch it weirdly.
It's weird, isn't it? It comes off as a bit aggressive, even though you're absolutely in your right to ask someone not to do something. Like, it's like passive aggressive. I don't know. Well, I don't know. Not even passive. I don't know. Something about it is...
Something about it feels very weird to me.
Yeah, even though you're totally allowed to.
These dog owners are the assholes.
100%.
Because they're letting their dog shit in the grass, so...
Something weird about a sign, and I don't know why. To be honest, I would probably... end up doing that.
I would rather have the sign than pick up someone's dog shit.
100%. I was thinking, is it a chance it could be like a wild animal doing it? Could it be, you know, a cat roaming around or some other animal shitting?
What's the size and density of the shit?
Yeah, can we get some scientific...
Eat the shit.
Oh, God. Let's get some scientific knowledge. Just in case it's actually not someone doing it and it's something like, you know, out of our control, in which case sprinkler.
Maybe you can get that though. No matter what the animal is, it's not gonna, no animal loves getting sprinkled.
No.
That's a good suggestion. I don't like this one. I personally don't like this idea that I'm about to say, but like maybe there's like a deterrent smell you could get that like puts dogs off wanting to go on your grass. I don't know if that's a thing, but that might be something.
Yeah,
personally don't like chemical warfare, but
Jesus. Dogs. So we have some for our dog. We have some like citrusy spray that you can spray on like cables, and they just won't chew it. I don't know if it means they won't go near stuff. But maybe there's like honestly, it literally might be. I guess the trouble is you don't really want to be. A lot of those things are probably made for indoor use, and the idea of spraying them and then them going into like the water table just also just like, does it become costly? You have to re-up it every week. You're spending £10 on this fucking bottle of spray or whatever.
Yeah, that does sound like great.
It might be like some cheap one, like vinegar or something, but then it's still like you're the fucking psychopath spraying vinegar on your grass. Smell like a fucking chippy.
And you might ruin your fucking grass as well.
Yeah.
You can get, again, it's a horrible one I don't fucking like suggesting, but like I know that there, like some old people, have you ever seen them or heard them have like these little things in their garden that make like a sonic beep that can only be heard at certain frequencies.
It's to
deter like children and stuff hanging out outside their house.
Really?
What the fuck?
It's like
fucking boomer shit. It's like to put things off. So I'm like, maybe you could get like an annoying noise.
Yeah.
But isn't that just going to be annoying? It's horrible.
I hate it.
Yeah.
But no, because it's like if you get it in the right frequency, you won't hear it.
But yeah, that's distressing for dogs just walking past.
Yeah, that exactly. And I don't like that. Yeah. That's why I said I didn't like it. But I'm thinking of like weird Home Alone-y weird fucking ways to.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you should do that, but I'm just trying to think of.
Just straight up poison.
Just rat poison.
Just rat poison everywhere.
No.
In sweet, bear delicious traps. Doggy treats.
Put bear traps in your grass.
Honestly, plastic bear traps that don't actually work is kind of a... I mean, it's Halloween. It's the season to like fucking get these dogs to never come back again.
I feel like also there's got to be a way to catch this person in the act. If it is this guy that you think it might be, is there any way like to just... work with like a laptop looking out the window and catch this person in the act? Because if you catch them doing it, you're totally in your right to come out and say, hi, like, excuse me, sorry, you know, I really prefer it if your dog didn't leave the mess on my garden. I have to pick it up all the time. You know, you can just be very nice about it. You don't have to be confrontational.
The trouble is the people who are doing it, right?
Yeah.
I'm not to be a nihilist, but I don't think they're going to
care.
They'll probably stop doing it, but they'll just start doing it somewhere else.
Yeah. Well, that's not that person's problem.
Just be a fucking Karen, dude. Like, wait in a blacked out van until you catch them in the act. Then you jump out and you say, pick that up. And they say, if they're not picking that up, like, I'm contacting my local council and I'm going to report you.
Citizens arrest! Citizens arrest!
Just fucking
citizens,
Karen.
I'm putting you under citizens arrest on Facebook Live.
Yeah. Yeah, record them, get up in your face.
Get a ghillie suit and wait and lie and wait.
And it will shit on you.
Then you lift your head and went, excuse me, are you going to pick that up?
Excuse me, you're going to pick up this dog shit, it's on my head.
Oh, you don't have a dog bag on you? I'm recording you, by the way. Look at the camera. I'm going to post this on Facebook. Neighbourhood Watch.
Everyone on the Facebook community page, all 20 members are going to be very angry.
I think
I'm making a poster that says, I'm a stinky dog poo owner and I don't pick up poo-poo.
Poo-poo man.
Oh, poo-poo man. God. Yeah, that one works. Do that.
It's perfect. It's the perfect solution.
Yeah.
Or landmines, yeah.
I was thinking an auto turret.
Nice.
Yeah. Or just get an even bigger dog and just park it outside.
Oh, right.
That's true, dude.
Right. Okay, yes.
Yeah.
And they can just fight it. Perfect.
A scarecrow.
Fight the other dogs. Yeah.
Get a scarecrow.
There's so many solutions. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on now.
I think I like the sprinkler one the best.
It feels the least harmful.
Yeah, it feels that like you just shove a sprinkler down there and when it's...
Howitzer tank.
A what? A tank.
Yep.
Tank. Nice. Nice. Right. We're going to have to wrap it up there. Thank you for listening. Zero Degrees. Be sure to send in your questions. If you have any questions, you can use the link in the... podcast description on the YouTube video description. Hopefully next episode we'll be back in video form.
Fingies crossed.
Maybe with a guest. So let us know if you'd like to join. And be sure to hop on over to the Patreon because we're going to go record some Am I the Assholes now. And you can catch them all there and enjoy listening. Support the podcast.
Patreon.com/zero degrees. Smiley face. Thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone.
We'll see you if we survive Vegas. Bye-bye.
Bye.